This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 405. Rachel, we're going to make it.
We're going to do it.
Bernie Miklas joins us as he does every Friday. Bern, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. I hear everybody's hurting there. I told Andrew Glover I'd be writing him a prescription. I have some good doctors. Can I tell you who they are?
Sure.
For situations like this, yeah. Dr. Jim Beam, Dr. Jack Daniels, and Dr. Johnny Walker is really good. Can I write some scripts for y'all?
Have a little hot toddy, maybe.
There you go.
Yeah.
Now you're talking.
I think the most important thing to focus on with the whole show being sick is that it's Wheeler's fault. I think that's
absolutely.
No doubt about it. See, I could have warned you about Wheeler, man. He's just a contaminant. I don't know how else to No, I love awesome. Kevin Wheeler. I hope he's better.
So, Bernie, let's start here. You see many things that I don't, and you talk to people that I don't, and everyone in St. Louis, everyone gets excited for the start of the season and opening day. It's Cardinals Nation. I get all that. But I've personally been pleasantly surprised how many of my people in my life are legitimately excited about this team and think that they can do better than they did last year.
Well, you know, The only thing I've said, and I got to tell you, man, when I say it, either on one of my YouTube videos or something I write, where I don't foreclose on this idea of the Cardinals having a good season or at least an entertaining season, you know, I usually get hit over the head, metaphorically speaking, with a big crab mallet or something. But listen, there's good talent on this team, and the problem is the good talent too often has not reached its full potential. It's not gotten the surface, but there is talent. And I think when you have a younger team, there's a lot more energy. And I also think they're getting a lot more help from the coaching staff this year. And I do expect some people to bounce back, including possibly Nolan Arenado. And, you know, this is not a, you know, doom and gloom situation where, you know, you're going to lose 98 games, 100 games or something. I mean, it's not as bad as the people who are really upset make it out to be.
Yeah.
But obviously, you'd like to have a better team going into the season. But why not keep an open mind on this team? That's all I'm saying.
You know, it's so interesting. I've been a Cardinals fan my whole life. But the last, like, 20 years, I've been just sort of casual. I couldn't even tell you everyone on the team. And since coming to Camo Wax, I'm much more invested and met a couple of the guys. You know how it is, like, when you're on the inside. And it's so interesting watching spring training to the degree that I have. You fall in love with guys. You know, like Weatherholt hit that dinger, and I'm like, there's my second baseman. And then Victor Scott has a couple of hits. You're like, there's my center fielder, right? I mean, it's got to be tough when you're a professional to not really get sucked into that.
Well, true, but it's also just great to see talent like that on display. Like Jay Weatherholt, he's legit. This isn't like local hype. He's legit, man. And Victor Scott II is legit. They have a lot of legit guys. So let them play, you know? And my thing, too, and I'm different because I was hollering really for about a year. The Cardinals needed to fix their minor league and player development system. Now, that's nothing you can see now because it's below the surface of the major leagues. But those guys, you know, Heim Bloom, Rob Serfolio, they're getting to work. They're hired people. There's all kinds of coaches running around. I mean, they're putting in all the new equipment, improving the facilities. That's really crucial stuff. That's really exciting to me because I know how important it is, even though it's not going to translate right away at the major league level. But it needed to be done, and people should feel good about that. Finally, they are attacking the problem.
Brian online says, question for Bernie, is Contreras the slated first baseman? If so, where does that put Burleson?
I think if one guy is going to maybe lose at bats or, you know, because of all of the way the configuration is, and I'm talking about dominant player, I think it would be Burleson. I still think there's a way, if Ollie Marmol's, you know, resourceful enough, there's going to be a way to get Burleson enough at bats, but probably not as many as Burleson would like. And there's always injuries, you know, things change. But yeah, I wouldn't call him like the odd man out. I mean, that's over. But yeah, he's probably going to lose some ABs.
At this point, Byrne, if Nolan Arenado starts out the season with the Cardinals, which, you know, like Ollie keeps saying, until he's gone, he's a Cardinal. What do you think is the most likely outfield?
I think, Walker in right field, Jordan Walker in right field, they're committed to playing him there all season. And I support that decision 100%, even if he slumps. I think left field's going to be Brendan Donovan. It's tricky. It'll be Brendan Donovan a lot unless Ollie Marmol wants to play Lars Nootbaar in center field, which would give him a better offense. You have Donovan and Nootbaar and Walker left to right. But I don't get the sense – I could be wrong. I don't get the sense that they're really crazy about the idea of playing Nootbaar in center field. So then it becomes a Scott versus Ciani battle. And to me, you know, if there's a run, there's a reason to have a runway. They call it a runway season. Victor Scott epitomizes what a runway season should be about. He's got mad skills, tremendous upside compared to Ciani. So you would see you'd see Donovan in left field, but if he plays a lot of second base, they could go Nootbaar in left, Scott in center, and Walker in right.
What about the Wheeler doctrine, which is Michael Ciani is an incredible elite center fielder, but you're just wasting your time since he doesn't hit?
Well, he's right. And him and I are like brothers on this one. Here's the deal. And I'll be very brief here. He doesn't hit. And if you go and look at his minor league career, I'm talking about Ciani, okay? And Ciani has more experience than Scott. So this actually makes Scott's profile more positive. Ciani's been doing this longer than Scott. If you go to look at his minor league record, not that anybody would, but I'm telling you what is in there. There is nothing in his minor league record any year that tells us, wow, this dude's going to be really good offensively. If you look at Victor Scott's minor league record in 2023, 2 years ago, first time in Double-A, he just tore the place up. He was fabulous. And that's why I say Victor Scott's got way more upside than Michael Ciani. And that's what it comes down to, because you get the offense, the base running, and you'll get the defense. Although, yeah, Ciani's better defensively than Scott. But that doesn't mean Scott's going to hurt you defensively, because John Jay's working with him and he's taking better angles to the ball. And he's just the fundamentals are going to be sharper now.
So, Byrne, of the AAA pitchers, Graceffo, McGreevy, Tink, who do you think has the best chance of making the team?
I cut out there for a second on my end. Who were the three pitchers? I'm sorry.
McGreevy, Graceffo, and Tink Hintz.
Tinkhans is still a ways away. I mean, he's got to prove durability at the minor league level still. You know, he's never pitched 100 innings in a season. I think Graceffo's targeted for a bullpen job, and I think that's a good spot to start him there. And I think McGreevy will, you know, I don't know if he's going to be a starter in St. Louis on the opening day. But by the time the season starts to unfold, if he starts out in Memphis, he'll be the first starting pitcher called up from Memphis to plug in one of the holes.
So March, one of the greatest times in sports because you have the opening of the MLB season. You have March Madness. Let's talk a little March Madness. How excited are you getting about Mizzou's chances?
I'm really excited, and without getting into a lot of numbers, the only way I'll sum it up is this: this is the most complete Mizzou team that I can remember going back a long time. Because if you look at the metrics, I'll just say this: they're a top 10 offense in the nation. Their defense is in the top 50. Their experience level is one of the greatest in the nation. They have a really high rate of forcing turnovers. They don't turn the ball over themselves. And this is crucial in something like the tournament. These guys know how to get to the free throw line. They don't always shoot them as well as you hope. But any team that can hit threes but also get to the free throw line more than the other side, in most cases, get to the free throw line a lot more than the other side, you have got a formula for postseason success. Does that make sense, what I
said?
Yeah,
no, it does. Yeah. So I'm captivated by Grill. Everyone is. He's just such a great, complete, you know, kind of an old-fashioned Bob Cousy kind of player, and bounce passes and three-pointers. Is he going to go to the NBA?
Boy, that's a great question. And you know what? I'm not just saying this, DZ. I was thinking about that, you know, watching, you know, him, you know, against South Carolina. I got to think he's going to get a chance. I mean, I got to think that maybe somebody sees him as a second-round pick. Maybe someone just says, you know what, man, this guy can be a great role player for us to begin with, and then we'll what goes from there. It's hard for me to diagnose, like, exactly what his future may be, but how can you not take a chance on a guy who can shoot like this and who can leap the way he does, and he does all the other things really, really well, maybe not like an elite NBA type level, but all you need is a couple really outstanding skills, and NBA teams are going to be looking for you.
This has been an interesting time for the Glover family. My son Nick is a Mizzou grad. My daughter's currently at KU. And the one thing we knew, like, maybe we can talk football, but we're not going to talk much basketball. And so far, Nick has had the upper hand the whole season.
He probably will. You know, KU, it's interesting because, well, Bill Self's one of the great coaches in America, but man, the program's lost some momentum a little bit, certainly this year. I think this is an example of how NIL teams, the NIL program, pardon me, and the transfer portal has leveled it up somewhat. Like good teams have a chance to become great teams by using that. Average teams can become good teams, whereas before, the powerhouses could recruit anybody they want. They'd have their roster set. Now teams that are lesser programs have more ways to attract players and to get players.
Before I have Bernie tell us about our friends at Saliga, let me tell you what's going on opening day with KMOX. So typically we do kegs and eggs outdoors under a big tent. Very, very cool event. Usually pack about 500 people in there. This year we're taking over Cardinals Nation, the bar and event space at Ballpark Village, and we have two ticketed events. One starts at 8 in the morning, goes to about 10:30 in the morning, and it is a celebration of the 1985 Cardinal team with Tom Ackerman hosting and Vince Coleman as his guest. It is not broadcast, which means it's going to be very open and very honest and very fun. And you get bottomless mimosas and Bloody Marys and a breakfast buffet, all for $60. You can buy single tickets, but I'm not sure. You might have to do the tables.
I think it's tables, but you can get a table for two.
Yeah, you get a table for two. And then from 11 to 2, which I'll be involved with to some extent, I'm sure the sports guys will be doing the heavy lifting, it is kegs and eggs in the same place, only 200 people, so much more intimate, a bigger buffet, AB products, mixed drinks, so it's a great place to pregame, and those are $85 per person. But we all know that once you get into Busch Stadium, it's going to be much more expensive than that. So go to KaneWax.com and get your tickets soon. Pretty exciting stuff, Bern.
Sounds like a great, great time. It really does. Listen, there's no reason, because the baseball team might be a little down, there's no reason to stop trying to enjoy it and having a good time. It's an escape from everyday life, man. Go have a ball.
Amen. How many games do you get to these days?
You know, I haven't been going to too many since COVID, honestly. But back in the day when I was writing columns, I was at Busch Stadium all the time, you know, and growing up, I was at ballparks all the time.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be at Busch Stadium, I've decided, a lot more often this season, and I'm looking forward to it. Probably working and observing more than sitting in the stands, but I'll be sitting in the stands as well.
Yeah. Let's grab a game with me and you and Wheeler.
I'd love to do that.
Cool.
Yeah. Sounds fun. Sounds like a blast.
We could add a fourth, I guess.
Yeah, I would hope so, right.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
425 DGS, happy Friday. Andrew Rach is being really, really cute in here.
Oh, yeah?
She's really invested in the brunch menu for Kegs and Eggs.
Well, they've got it posted online. What am I not supposed
like,
to look at
she'd
it?
She would like to take us through it.
It's online, bro. Let's take a gander right now. Kegs and Eggs, go to camox.com/events if you would like to look at the menu as well. But here's the brunch menu they'll have going on from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on opening day if you buy tickets to Kegs and Eggs and come say hi to us, too. They have chicken and waffles. Can't go wrong.
Mm-mm.
Build your own breakfast nachos. So you might think, well, what does that entail? I'll tell you. Tortilla chips, chorizo, scrambled eggs, jalapeno nacho cheese, and salsa. Delish.
Baseball nachos. Breakfast nachos, yeah.
Now, we did say this is the first time there's going to be eggs at Kegs and Eggs in quite a long time. They're having scrambled eggs with cheese and chives. Sounds
going to cost a fortune.
Biscuits and gravy, Andrew's favorite.
Mm-hmm.
A slider duo, which is barbecue, pulled pork, and burger sliders.
Oh,
I'm getting so hungry.
Ballpark, this is going to be so good.
I know. Ballpark hot dogs and brats. Speaks for itself.
Mm-hmm.
A fruit salad with honeydew, cantaloupe, pineapple, and fresh berries. A Caesar salad and assorted Danish and muffins.
Plus,
and of course, you get draft beer and
yeah, draft beer, cocktails. It's going
to
be fun.
It's going to be very fun. I'm looking forward to it very, very much. Opening day is always fun.
Do we know that we get to go?
That's what I was telling Dave. I'm like, I hope I get to go.
Because a lot of times it will seem like we do. And then if we like casually mention it to Steve, Steve's like, oh, you're not going.
Hopefully we all. I mean,
Steve's like, I'm
going to
have a great
time for sure.
Yeah, Steve's always like, Dave and I are going to have a great time. I don't know why you think you're going.
I can make it awkward and take you as my date. Steve, this is Andrew. Oh, hello, Andrew.
I'm like, we've met.
I think it's going to be really cool, though, that it's temperature controlled this year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. It's going to be cold. Like Dave Murray said, the last week of March is just going to kind of be a little chillier than normal. And it'll be nice to, like, if you want to go party before the game, you'll be in
it's
a nice
perfect.
Temperature controlled bathrooms,
yeah.
stuff like
and
that.
And we'll be broadcasting.
Nice. Yeah.
And we'll have guests on from the Cardinals and, you know, always a couple of former players that show up. So it should be really, really fun.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.